All right. Come on. You settle down, all right, folks? Hey, baby, I'll talk to you later, okay, after this show, all right, honey? All right, let's get the show on the road. Welcome to the 14th occasional reunion of the members in good standing of the Ramon Raquello Orchestra. All right, yeah. 50. Who cares, man? Who cares? Hey, you want to come up here? You want to do this? Okay? No. All right. Shut up then. All right. Y'all know me, Tony Marischino, second clarinet. I was there. That's right. I was there in 1938. I was there. Yeah. All right. Damn Mercury Theater, Orson Welles, anyway. But hey, enough about me. I want to introduce you to a few people tonight. I want to introduce. There's Dickie Dyson. His first trumpet. Okay. Hey, what's it been, man? 10 years? Something like that. Okay, too long, buddy. Whatever. Too long. Okay, say hello to the crowd. All right. And we have a couple of new family members out here for the very first time. Amanda Henri. Yes. And a real honey, let me tell you. Vic Henri's granddaughter. Now, you all remember good old Vic, first trombone. He was there in 38. Yeah. Who knows? Who the hell knows what happened to him? Can't tell you. But we have a very special guest. A real treat for all of us. Our dear departed leader's only known living relation, Archie Raquello. All right, you stand up. Well, hell, come on up here, Arch. Yeah, here he is, Archie Raquello.
Hi, it's so great to be here.
Look at that face. Hey, look at that face. Isn't he just a spitting image of old Ramona? Yeah. God bless his soul. He's the best damn leader any band could have had.
Golly, this is so cool. Because really, up until a couple of months ago, I didn't even know this reunion deal existed. And now I've got a site up on the web about it. And
look, I don't even own a computer, and I'm really excited. I think it's great.
Okay? I'm really psyched, yeah. And I'm still learning about your leader, my great uncle, yeah. And the band here, and the War of the Worlds.
Okay. Hey, you know, Arts, the broadcast is a little sore spot with the folks, you know. All right, take it easy. Give the kid a break. Take it easy. We all know that October 30th, 1938, day of living infamy. Yeah, okay, well, I guess we got to take a little break here. I got to go to the head. So you all get yourself another drink and... You quit doing that. I see you over there, man. Just quit that. Yeah, I'll be back in 5, okay? And nobody steals a mouthpiece off my clarinet like you did last time, okay? You sorry bunch of... Wait a minute. Look out, man. Oh.
What's all the grousing about, Dick?
Well, you know the story of what happened with the War of the Worlds broadcast, don't you, Amanda?
Sure.